Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In this week's episode of Triple T...
You'd be surprised how much a snake shits. So around my house, everything is kind of white, but mostly ice. A snake fart is hilarious.
But hey, everything's bigger in Texas. Apparently, even the problems. And if this goes live, I can't remember if I set up the settings or not. Hi, everybody. Sorry we're late. I'm not super sorry. You know what I mean? They say apologizing is a sign of weakness, and these are just a couple of strong dudes in here. No, that's a deep stretch. But either way, welcome back. This is episode 171, 3.25 years of doing Triple T. I made that up. That I just made up the math. It seems about right, but just want to give a big thank you to the friends of the show, especially January, Fat Baby Bourbon. I was going to try to get you, Toby, and the boys a bottle of it, but guess what? We sold out completely.
Wow.
They couldn't believe it. They are scrambling, trying to come up with some stuff, and it is worth every penny. Hopefully they do figure this out very soon. They had everything in place, and then they did like a really cool article and stuff, I believe with like the New York Times and all this stuff. Went pretty viral and completely sold out of everything. So I'm trying to say, you know, it was because of us.
Yeah,
it's not.
It definitely was. What are you talking about? It definitely was.
But either way, yeah, guys, check them out. Keep an eye out on all their social medias. Give them a follow on the Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. They do a really good job with their marketing, and they're going to be back at it before you know it, having some delicious bourbon. I poured myself a cup back here. I'm going to be sipping on it during the show. Also, other friend of the show, Copper John's Beard Company, obviously rocking the hat. We love Tyson and the boys. Check it out. You guys can go to thebestbeardproducts.com or just go to copperjohnsbeard.com. I know I have a code. I believe, I don't think we ever set you one up, Richie. But if you ever wanted one, let us know. We'll set it up. Beard Laws is a code. Toby has one. Brandon has one. Euban probably has one. I don't know. There's codes everywhere. So if you really are hard up and want to save 10 to 15%, hit us up. We got you. Copper John's Beard, thebestbeardproducts.com. And also, we're part of the Deluxe Edition Network. Make sure you check out all the amazing podcasts. There's not one, there's not two, there's three podcasts of the month: Bev's Video Kingdom, Barrel Age Flicks, and Kindness Matters Podcast. So make sure you guys check that out. And that's all I got. What's up, dude? It's been way too long with weather and sickness and life.
And internet issues and...
Internet issues. Yeah, it's weird that if you ever have internet issues.
I just did that one time because somebody apparently hit a pole or whatever.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, Toby was having tornadoes. We were having super power surges. We actually had a state of emergency an hour away because of 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Mirrored with cold, snow, that same area, then got another storm like a day or two after, and now they're supposed to get 3 foot of snow. Mother Nature is just like, double fucky you to this area. So,
we just said, in the South, they panic anytime there's the mention of snow. And this storm that just recently came through, it might have been a blizzard for other areas. But for down here, they were acting like we were about to get this just crazy blizzard, that it was going to knock out everything and blah, blah, blah. Everybody needs to get home in time. They preemptively closed schools and so on and so forth. And some of Tennessee got some actual nice snow, about 6 inches, mm-hmm. My parents
that's
did
lot.
Up.
Six, yeah, up. 6 is a lot.
Yeah, that's what they say. But yeah, down here where I live in Chattanooga, it started out just sleet, then turned to snow, then turned back to sleet, and then turned into freezing rain, my favorite. Ooh. So around my house, everything is kind of white, but mostly ice.
Ice sucks.
But not a bad, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like, usually it'll, knock down power lines and tree limbs and stuff. No, I didn't do that. It's nothing. But the kids are out until Thursday for now.
Dang. Yeah, I was talking with Eubin. They've been getting tons of snow. Brandon McDermott as well. They're getting the snow, the ice, the wind, the cold. They're getting a little bit of everything. And I think Eubin said that their schools actually can't keep up with the cold. So they've actually had to shut down the last couple of days. And
wow.
Yeah. Pretty wild. One of the other podcasts we do, the Body Wrong podcast on Wednesday, there's a guy from Houston, and he is sending me nonstop videos of like people trying to drive in Houston and just going down highways like this. And he's like, state of emergency. And, there's always, people taking ruler pictures and stuff of snow and precipitation and everything. And he's like, the storm that shut Houston down, and they got the tape measure and there's like nothing. And it's cold there. Like he actually went in and turned off his water because their houses aren't made to, be super cold like us.
Yeah. I would show you with a ruler how much snow we got, but you can't get the ruler into the snow because it's covered in a layer of ice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, awesome time. He quit drinking. He's doing all this dieting and all this stuff. And it turns out, he ended up having a lot of diarrhea, and it was not a good time for him to have no water. Mm. He's like, what do I do?
Oh, no. Yeah,
we're like, just shit outside, man. I don't know what your neighborhood looks like, but just go take a dump outside. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I mean, if you're getting
brown,
snow,
black bag it.
Yeah, we know you can't drive down there. So, and he also gets these weird like chemical explosions in like houses randomly blow up and all sorts of
places. Oh, meth labs. Yeah, that's normal.
Not even meth labs. Like just natural shit in the ground. That's what I thought too. Because we always talk about meth labs. They're in the city near me. They're near you guys. They're always catching fire. I mean, mm-hmm. 90% of the fires that happen in the areas are either a wood stove or a meth lab. And he's like, no, not even the meth. Like, legit, just houses randomly blow up. They explode. It's like, oh. Yeah, I'd probably move.
I think that's a good call to move. That's houses just, like, what's making them blow up, though? Like, natural gas leaks, what? Propane,
something in the ground. I mean, they're always tapping stuff with oil.
Spontaneous house combustion. What?
Yep. Big problem in the Houston area. But stay safe down there, Houston. And all kidding. Yeah. I mean, a couple of years ago, it got real cold, and there was all this terrible weather, and there was factories that made the stuff that goes inside like PVC pipe and stuff, and there was a huge shortage nationwide. The prices went crazy, and hate to see it.
If it's Houston, so that's Texas, those houses are probably just full of Tannerite and somebody, made a mistake and kaboom.
That's what I'd have to imagine. But hey, everything's bigger in Texas. Apparently, even the problems.
Yeah.
But What else has been going on with you? Obviously, still podcasting, still editing, still doing some stuff. I've been enjoying the clips. You had the, what was it, Aaron, what was the guy's
Aaron Weber.
Name? Weber. I couldn't think. You think I know Weber. I'm a Weber griller. I really, really enjoyed that episode. That, it just keeps getting better and better. And he was a good guest. They really clicked. I mean, they, you could just tell they're having a good time.
Just wait. It gets better. That was a really good episode. There hadn't been a whole lot of videos lately just because holidays and stuff like that. We've been crazy busy. I'm playing catch up with editing right now. But we just, this weekend, spoiler alert for anybody who actually watches Jet Entertainment, the, I say these names, you know, I know not everybody is into comedy as much, so they may not know the names which I'm speaking of, but this is the biggest name we've had. Hands down, he has multiple Comedy Central specials, was on, I can't believe this is not happening, has been on Conan, the late shows, all that kind of stuff, has his own special on Peacock right now. It's like an hour and a half long special, so it's a full length special.
And you know all the football fans have Peacock now, so there's no excuse not to check out this guy.
He's not a clean comic either, which I like, because I like, I like dirty comedy. His name's Sean Patton, and let me tell you, hilarious. From the moment he walked in to the catch, before we even started recording, it was nonstop. And the fun part was his Jet had to take a piss break in the middle. And Sean just goes, all right, well, I'm just going to keep talking to you like you're here when you're gone, and just kept going. And it was hilarious. He'd be like, what was that? Oh yeah, incest. Incest is a real problem, you know, so, and just started going into stuff. He was hilarious. I cannot wait. It's our longest episode as well, because we recorded 2 hours worth with him.
No shit.
And I can't wait to get it up. It's going to be a good one.
He's bearded, right? He's got the beard and the longer, like slick, curly,
like slick, kind of curly hair.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah, I've seen some of his stuff. He is definitely funny.
Yeah, there's a good chance he's one of those that, you know, the average person may not know the name, but there's a chance they've seen him in something. You've probably seen him, you know, on Instagram or TikTok or wherever his stuff will show up. But he's been around. He's been doing stuff. He's an established, you know, an established comic, works with, you know, along the sides with, you know, Dave Attell. He's worked with, you know, with Dave Chappelle, Bert Kreischer, you know, all the big names that you've heard. He's been in that realm with them.
Did you guys check him out at the Comedy Catch when he was down your way?
He was performing that all this weekend, and of course, we recorded on Sunday and then went to his show that night, because part of your brother being a comedian, you get into all the comedy shows for free. It's a nice benefit. I really like it. Jed's doing really well. He's actually started getting paid gigs. He's getting booked left and right. Things are just going really well for Jet. And
it's awesome, man.
It's exciting, dude. It really is. Pretty cool. Going to see Ron White here on the 25th of this month too.
Isn't it crazy he's still touring? I don't know how many.
Well,
times,
he's quit twice, but yeah.
And he's had how many retirement parties? And I remember all these people, two. Like Joe Rogan and them, are like, "Yeah, I'm not going to his retirement party because there's no way he's going to give it up." And of course,
what
they always take credit.
My camera.
I saw that. I was like, "You're getting a little blue." I said, "I don't know. Maybe you got all those fancy lights and they're just changing. Maybe we're going to be a Smurf. I don't know." And for anybody just listening, they don't care. They're just like, hey,
whatever. You can still see me. It's just a lot blue.
And for anybody that wants to check him out, he's on the Material Tour, and he's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. By the time this comes out, the 18th, 19th, he's going to be in Columbus, Ohio. The 20th in Fort Collins, Colorado. 25th to the 27th.
I'm going to be in the Chattanooga on the 25th. I'm excited.
Oh, is he? I was just looking at his tour dates.
Talking about Ron White, right?
Oh, sorry. No, Sean Patton.
Sean Patton. Oh, yeah. No, he was just here.
Yep. I was going to say he's going back to 20. No, that's where he's going to be, Cleveland, Columbus, and then he's heading to Colorado.
Yeah. So definitely. definitely check him out. He's awesome.
It's gonna be awesome. Just looking at him, he looks like somebody I know. The guy's name's Brian. I mean, they could be cousins, like first cousins. The way they maybe they are. It's a small world.
It's crazy too, because you know we've met several comedians now. You know, well established comedians, and out of all, for me at least, I won't speak for Jet, but for me at least, out of all the comics, which they've all been great, but with him being at the highest level out of all the comics that we've interviewed, it's like he doesn't realize he's that big. Like, he's just a normal dude, just keeps going, cracks up the whole time. Just so much fun. And every show you go to, you're gonna get something different.
That's awesome.
It's not the same thing each time. And he does great crowd work. He's just across the board freaking hilarious.
There you go. The number one streaming, his special, number one is streaming on Peacock, like he already said. Get tickets. You guys can check him out. So, he's got the YouTube. He's got all the stuff. Mr. Sean Patton on the gram. While you're over there, make sure you guys follow Jet Entertainment tonight and all the socials. You don't have to follow us, but there's going to be links in all the descriptions. Not for Sean Patton stuff, unless I remember. But go to Jet Entertainment, and then you'll eventually see links and go through this stuff. So other than that, everything. I mean, weather sucks. We got through that. Comedy stuff. Rolling. That's awesome to see, man. Anything else exciting going on?
Oh, just been busy,
man. Not a
lot
of time, right? There's no time for anything else, is there?
No. I can't dedicate any more time to anything else.
That's what kind of I was telling you, and like I said, I'm pretty sure we're not live on YouTube. I don't think I pressed the right buttons, which whatever.
I didn't see it. The
people that are going to see the three recorded, I mean, we've had a conversation backstage, and obviously it's me and Richie, and just life is just hectic and busy for, you know, Toby, myself, and, you know, anybody that we continue to throw at this. And it's just, you know, we're picking a new night to do recording. The biggest thing for me is I want to put something out on Tuesday, being TikTok mm-hmm. Tuesday. And it's just hard putting it out on Wednesday. And I've been doing polls for like the audience members, different stuff, chatting with people. And most of the people love the pre-recorded edited version. They said it's easier to listen to, it's easier to watch and stuff like that. And a lot of that is Riverside has freed up a lot of my time. But as you know, being a father, my kids are into sports. They're at the age we're traveling. Just last week, I did 10 hours of driving just for kids' sports. You know what I mean? Like, I love watching them play, but it's like, you know, we just got home and Richie sends a message. He's like, guys, it's 4 minutes to recording. I ran in, got everything set up, was sitting there trying to eat dinner real quick, doing this, putting the kids to bed. And I'm like, I gotta go. And that dad moment's just like, man, I'm sorry, kid. Like, I don't have time to put you to bed because I got to record, you know? And I'm like, there's better ways to do this. Like, I pretty much told him, like, Sunday, and unfortunately that's your recording day. Like, I already record Your Town podcast, the Beard Laws podcast, might be doing Triple T. I'm like, Sunday's just going to be record day, you know?
And yeah.
It is what it is. I'd rather give up one day than all the commitment. But yeah, either way, it's a jumble. And I'm pretty sure most of the people listening to this are parents, or, you know what I mean? They've lived either the young kid life, they've done this, they get it, you know? And this is all for fun for us. And it's I'm still having fun with it. So thanks to all the people that send in the videos. A lot of good stuff. The first time, Rude AF Clothing sent a video in. First time that did that. Garf Freak has really been stepping up the game with some videos. Obviously, Toby, probably one of the MVPs of sending in videos. And Who.Eva sends in some bangers. But most of the time, by the time I get them, video's taken down. So
yeah.
There. B-Fits had about 15, 16 videos. I just didn't get a chance to get through them. We're at 91 videos in queue. So lot to try to get through, and I actually had to edit out all the ones that we did for the Christmas edition one, because I'm like, that's come and gone in a couple of weeks.
Definitely. Yeah.
Now is the time the bills come in for Christmas, but the fun holiday cheer is come and gone. But
The bills still keep coming, though.
The bills keep coming. And for football fans, the bills are still in it. Man, what a wild scene. I know this isn't a sports podcast, but with the snow and all the stuff, and like, I love sports, and I know you're not the biggest sports guy, but lately, man, like, people find any reason to just argue and bitch over anything. Their team can win, they're going to find this. Their team loses, the next team loses. And I've just heard so many people on the internet, in the store, everywhere, just complaining and bitching over stupid stuff. And it's just like, it's starting to ruin it for me, man. It's like, come on, man. You know what I mean? It's like, this is maybe a little bit sexist, but most of the time, like, us guys, we've always, at least when I grew up, didn't care for the drama, didn't do with the drama. And now they're finding ways to bring out drama in sports. Come on, fellas, we're better than that.
That's the way of the world now.
It's ugly.
Apparently it makes me blue.
I don't even know colors anymore. Maybe I'm colorblind. It's unbelievable. But I love it too, because the Body Wrong podcast we do on Wednesdays is a bunch of dudes. We talk sports. We started doing rankings and tiers. We actually did a ranking of a tier last week with the top 10 songs about, we called it butt stuff, but it was songs that started kind of about, in the butt. And there were some interesting songs that are out in this world by some people, from Meatloaf and, you know, some good ones. So it was an interesting, we're throwing some weird stuff around, but we spin a wheel, and whoever gets it, they get to pick the topic for the week. So the guy that got it, the guy from Houston, he's big into the Houston comedy scene. So I don't know.
Houston's got a pretty big comedy scene.
Yeah. And it's a little bit different than most, but, yeah, like I said, maybe one of these times we'll line something up and try to get Jet on his podcast. That'd be pretty cool. The Rage and Pillage podcast. It's good stuff. So make sure you guys check it out if you want. And if you want the connection, I'll have him reach out to you guys. Obviously, it's probably going to be virtual unless he ends up. I don't know if I'd want to, with the whole house explosion. Same guy. I don't know if I'd want to go on site to potentially do an episode. So
can he meet us in Austin? I'll go to Austin.
That would be cool. I'm sure he could. Sure he could, although he's not drinking right now, so he's getting mad at himself a little bit because he feels like he's not the same dude. He's funnier when he's drinking. It's a different kind of humor. So in his mind, he's not as funny the last couple of episodes and stuff that he's doing. And I was talking up Riverside. Like, I love Riverside. It saved me a ton of time editing this and that. So I was talking it up. He goes, does an episode. For whatever reason, it doesn't appear that it recorded anything. I have to imagine. Yeah. I think maybe he did the test run and then didn't press record. He swears he did. Of course, he was still drinking at this point, and he just had nothing. I mean, heavy screen shares. So he ended up, Riverside had all the recordings backed up. So he got the recordings and he's working through it. But he wasn't the happiest with me. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, it's awesome. It even does the show notes, the chapters. It does everything. Just copy paste. Boom. YouTube, you go.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and the technology that is getting, just from me being on it, even the AI stuff, the clips, like you get 3-4 decent clips. I just did one for the Beard Law show the other day, and it came up with like 14 different clips to choose from. I only used 7 of them. You know what I mean? I still could go back and get them, and it does the auto switching of the cameras and everything for you. But it's cool. Obviously, being not in the same studio or same location, I love the switching of it. It's not like I can, you know what I mean, when you guys are at a table in a club or potentially in a coffee shop or wherever, where you get the view of the two of you. I don't need it because we're not sitting in the same room, you know? But yeah, good stuff. And I've been seeing a lot of the comments are coming back about you being Keanu Reeves. Those are coming back for whatever reason. It seems like it cycles.
Aren't they?
Yeah, it's been an interest every once in a while. Like, it seems like every so many months. Yeah, I know Toby saw one of them and I think tried to tag you or something in it, or said something smart ass. And I was like, that's pretty good.
I actually, what's funny about that is after the Sean Patton show, Nate, who's been on the podcast, was the co-host for a while there. He'd never seen me with my hair down before. He's only ever seen it in the ponytail.
Yep.
And he kept going, you know what you look like with your hair like that? You look like Keanu Reeves. And my brother goes, he gets that all the time. I'm like, I don't get it either. I don't.
Yeah. I think I just respond with now that, no, it's not actually him, obviously. We don't have the kind of budget. It's actually his third cousin from Alabama. Roll Tide, baby.
Not to mention, Keanu Reeves is probably like 6 foot or something. I'm only 5'8".
But it's hard to tell on camera. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really tell how tall somebody is, because I know that we've done some shows and I've had the pleasure to like meet up with Tyson and Logan and Robert and a bunch of guys that I've met through there, and Aaron Johnson and the boys from Talking Beards, and they're like, "Huh, I thought you were taller." I'm like, 5'10". I'm not like super sure, but I'm not. I'm like, no, you look bigger on camera. And I'm like, thanks, I guess.
Camera angles, man. Yeah, camera
that's what it's about. But we met up, and Robert, me, Logan, we're all exactly 5'10". And then Tyson's just like goddamn monster. He's like 6'4", 3-something, played college football.
Shoot,
like,
meeting Sam Talent, which is another comedian, that man is huge. He's 6'8", which is huge. And he's, you know, a bigger dude too. And when he shook my hand, it was like my hand disappeared. It was like, oh, dang.
Hello, sir.
I'm Mr. Talent.
I know. I've been, you know, around obviously sports and different stuff, and seeing somebody 6'8", 6'10" is just wild. How big.
Pretty much anybody 6'2" or taller, I'm not going to be able to tell how tall you are. You're just tall. I'm 5'8", you know. Everything above 5'8" is tall.
Yep. Interesting. So, awesome. Well, it's good catching up, man. I mean, obviously, it's been way too long, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, continually do this. Obviously, if it's Sunday, you know, we'll be there. But we'll work something out.
I'm sure there'll be, like, weekends where I don't have recording. We don't record every weekend, so it's...
Yeah, but those days you don't record. I know there's lots of work to be done behind the scenes, so... But either way, it'll all work out, like I said, and it's all in good fun. So thanks again for everybody listening. I feel like we should show a couple of tickety tocks.
Yeah, let's check them out.
What do we got here? I don't even know where to start. Where do you want to start? I'm going to start with this one. Oh, we want to start from one, work our way back to 91.
I mean, it don't matter to me.
This one made me laugh. In working in, you know, a company that does HVAC, heating, plumbing, all that stuff, this video, I don't know, it wouldn't have probably made me laugh nearly as hard a little bit ago, but watching this video, got a good chuckle. I sent it over to Zach, and he did the whole, like, emoji with the laughing, crying face.
Here's something you don't see every day. Now, I'm not an HVAC guy by any means, but go on a whim and say this probably isn't normal. Is this good?
And it keeps it real cold.
Wow.
I know what y'all think.
That, for anybody that's just listening, that was your duct work. And when he shined his flashlight after he took off the register cap, there was running water. There was a small little creek running through there.
That's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign at all. And I don't even know what it could be. I mean, unless maybe it was like a trailer or a double wide or something potentially, and there was like flooding underneath.
Possibly, or I mean, I don't know if the condensation line being somehow would make that much water.
That's a lot of water, and it was moving quick. I was expecting like a fish, a turtle, a snake, something to go swimming by. I mean, that was. Like you said, it's going to keep it cool, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Heating and cooling. Most businesses say they're heating and cooling. That was heating and cooling.
Heating, cooling, and it will humidify your house for you.
And it's also potentially going to help you with a tolerance to mold.
Yeah.
So, interesting. That was probably some redneck-style engineering and... we all know some rednecks. You get rednecks, you get them on some dirt bikes, you get them on some four-wheelers, you get them on whatever. If you could come up with a redneck name right out the gate that probably is going to do something stupid, what would you think the dude's name would be?
Oh, it's usually Jim, Jimbo, Bubba.
But yeah, those are pretty good. What about Roger? I feel like Roger's a good one. Let's check this one out.
Roger.
Okay? Yeah.
What did you do?
I hit the gas instead of the brake.
Duh.
How? You're in a dirt bike.
The phone's like, what? I'm listening.
You sorry, want to... that, no,
did
that's
you just
my...
buy a dirt bike?
That's my Alexa. But but the throttle is here. The brakes are those things you pull. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Reject.
Too many beers.
Either that or redneck engineer. Maybe he was like, "Ah, oh, man, these brakes ain't wangle tangle, man. They ain't working as good. I'm gonna fix them up."
It's brakes. Like who needs brakes?
Yeah. And it appears that he took off potentially some gutters with that.
Yep.
Ooh. Wouldn't want him on the ladder having to fix that one. But
they were in like a suburb though.
Right. Like, just
that's how you know you're redneck. Where we've gotten fancy. We won a lottery. We moved to a suburb, but we still ride our dirt bikes in the front yard.
Those neighbors must hate them. And there's always those neighbors that hate the dirt bikes, hate the noises. It's like, come on. I'd say let kids be kids, but that was not a kid. Maybe he was fixing the kid's dirt bike. You know what I mean? Just testing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, that was a good hit. That was a good hit. I remember back in the day, a buddy of mine, he raced dirt bikes. He was, I don't know, between 13 and 15, traveled all over, raced dirt bikes. And every once in a while, he'd be like, "Hey, you guys want to take it for a rep?" So my other buddy was like, "Yeah, man, you know, I love this." He gets on it and just the pure power, like just underestimated. He hadn't been on something that big. And we weren't very big people, you know what I mean? And he got on that thing and was just like holding on almost like Superman. And he's just going, "Let go," you know, and it just the reaction, I think, from him hitting it just kept making it go back. And he was holding on. Feet are dangling. I don't know how he did it. He just did one of these, worked his way back on, did it.
Straight up whiskey throttled it. That's what they call it, whiskey throttling. Yeah.
Then did a little lap around the house, parked it, and was like, "Done." I'm like, "Yes, that's probably a good one for you." I still to this day don't know how he held on. Strong. As a ball.
Sheer willpower.
Oh, man. Oh, where do we go from here? When I think redneck, this guy definitely has to be on your radar. Remember, you know the old Ginger Billy one, everybody mm-hmm. on the old?
Mm-hmm.
He does this skit because everybody's wanting something in this life, and I don't get it, and I'm sure this will spark a conversation. Everybody wants these goddamn Stanley Cups. So here's Ginger Billy's take, I believe, on the Stanley Cups.
Mm-mm. Hey, girl, you like my new Stanley? This is the Valentine's Day Stanley Quencher H2.0 stainless steel tumbler. I had to fight three girls at...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The target to get me. When I'm saying she was going to take me to court. I said, "Well, at least I won't be thirsty while sitting through the trial." Something about the water out of a $45 tumbler makes it taste so much better.
It is getting ridiculous with these tumblers.
I don't get it. And I mean, my daughter has one, and I'm just like, but then they have accessories on it. So they have like these spill proof things that you can customize with your name and all this stuff. And stupid me the other day, somebody had posted, "Can't believe people are waiting in line for the Stanley Cups." And I'm like, why wouldn't you stand in line for the Stanley Cup? Like it doesn't come to your, and I'm thinking like, where is this? Like, I want to go wait in line to see the Stanley Cup. My brain went hockey.
Yeah.
So I showed the wife that, and she's like, "No." And I'm thinking, it's a weird time to be like, traveling with the Stanley Cup because, you know what, it's the middle of hockey season. But I know each player gets their day, and maybe it was, I don't, stupid me. So then she's like, no, the Stanley Cups. And I'm like, oh, like, well, whatever. I don't know. I guess if it's in. But, yeah, people waiting in line for hours for a chance to get these cups.
Man, it's like, look what Yeti started, you know?
Yeah, and we talked about it. I don't know if it was on Triple T or one of the podcasts, but we were talking, and it's like, do you really think that these cars are burning down accidentally? Have you seen the videos where a car, like, randomly burns, and the only thing left is the Stanley Cup? Let's see if I can find the video. We're starting to think, like, maybe they're, you know, it would be super cheap marketing. Letting burn a car down, it's probably not a great car. Put the Stanley Cup in it after or leave it in there. And when it's still good, hey, you know, you burned up a, and then we'll buy you a new car. That's pretty cheap marketing for a pretty good thing. And then have all these, you know, Stanley Cups go crazy. Let's see.
Invincible tumblers.
Woman Stanley Cup survives car fire. This is a YouTube video from ABC7. Let's see if it's this one. Let's see here. Show it.
Right. This viral video has been viewed 60 million times. The woman's car inside is completely destroyed, but her Stanley survived without a scratch. It still even had ice in it. The company's motto is their product is, quote, built for life, and they are putting their money where their mouth is. Stanley's president offered to send the woman some new cups and a new car.
A new car and new cups? Man.
Well, you know it works.
I guess so.
Isn't that crazy?
I need to get one of them cups and hope my truck catches on fire so I can get a new truck.
New truck. But, hey.
It overheats, so it wouldn't be hard to get it to go.
You might want to say it's the wife's truck, though. Because it seems to be that this whole craze is the females really eating up these trucks.
Well, I mean, it's in her name, too, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah, hey, it's the wife's truck. And it's crazy. I mean, brilliant marketing. I mean, you know what I mean? To throw out, hey, like, I have to imagine, and maybe it's not, maybe this is the second sexist thing I've said on there, that there was, you know, some kind of a woman that threw out this idea, maybe at a board meeting or something like that, and was like, hey, we have all this stuff. Like you mentioned, Yeti's making these cups. Why don't we make these cups? We should be able to, you know, make them fairly cheap and sell them. We're Stanley. They could have never imagined the craze. I mean, Stanley's been around since the early 1900s. And you know what I mean? It was always the big soup, coffee and the soup thermoses. They've been around forever. I mean, you can still buy them on eBay, and you can buy those brand new for pretty much nothing. We are looking on Stanley, and they have almost anything you can think of now to drink out of. I mean, from flasks to, where was it? I think we've got a, where is it here? Stanley 1913 is the website. So we got on there the other day and I'm like, what do they have? Like, I'm just curious. They have drinkware, food storage, stuff for camp and kitchen. I mean, everywhere from Valentine's Day gifts to this and that. Mugs, cups, tumblers, barware, coffee, all sorts of shit. It is unbelievable how much stuff they have now.
That's crazy.
And for a 40-ounce, here, I'll just show you the site, for a 40-ounce tumbler, $45 for this.
We have a ton of tumblers.
Yeah, right?
You know, just one, my mom having a monogramming business. We had all those. And then my wife worked at Starbucks for a while, so we got all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, just other random ones. And the fun thing, I hate them. Yeah. I can't stand them. They're just too much. For me, like, I get it. Like, I'm not saying they're bad or anything. Like, it's just for me, not, I mean, you see, I'm using a plastic cup that I got from the comedy catch that we film at. And
yeah, I mean,
works fine for me.
I love a good coffee cup. Like, and then you look, you get this travel, this old school one, $25 for a classic Trigger Action travel mug. You know what I mean? So they do, I mean, they have some decent stuff, affordable pricing. I mean, I'm a big Contigo fan. I've had my Contigo mug for, 10 years, actually, because I started drinking coffee when I had my kid 10 years ago. I mean, I didn't actually have the kid. I was just there. Yeah, and I bought the Contigo mug, and it's held up. Bought a new one. Spill-proof. Love it. Keeps it scorching hot. But, hey, good for them. Like I said, every good business should evolve. They've evolved, and they are even more rich. Man, I mean, they even have, like, the pour-over set for coffee and camping. I mean, there isn't anything they haven't done. Good for them. Good for them. Ooh, they have an Admiral's mug. Tough to tip Admiral's mug. I don't know. I love thrift shopping. So, like, I've seen some Stanley stuff out there, and I picked up a couple of things for, like, $2. A big old thermos. Obviously used. I'm going to throw it on eBay. I don't know. Maybe somebody's going to overpay. Yeah. Pay $2, even if somebody gives me 20, 15. Profit.
It's a profit.
I'm going to be Gary Vee someday. I'm going to start with Stanley Stanley purchases. And next thing you know, I'll have my own wine business. And, man, and I'm going to help Fat Baby Bourbon with their shortage problem. Because it all starts with a Stanley thrift store flip. I don't know. I've seen some people make some decent money. That's a lot of goddamn work, though. I would have to imagine you have to have a pretty good eye for that stuff, though.
Yeah. Plus, you got to know how to do all the shipping and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Yep. I tried doing a couple of things on, like, the local Facebook marketplaces, just flipping some stuff there. But you get so, like, have you ever tried to sell something on Craigslist back in the day? And the next thing you know, you have all these people that are like, hey, I'm overseas right now, but I want to buy this for my son. Can I send you money in this super sketchy way that you've never heard of, and then just send me this? And it's like, what? Just so much spam. People coming in like, hey, this thing's worth $50 all day. Give me, brand new. Give me like 40. We'll call it good 35. People are, I'll give you $2 for that. It's like, fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, it's worth $50 brand new. Take 10, $15 off. You want $2 for it? Nobody else is going to. It's like, fuck. So I don't know. I'm already done. I tried selling one thing on Facebook Marketplace. Done.
No, Facebook Marketplace cracks me up. When I was selling my Audi A4, I'd have people sit there and go, "Oh, I'm not paying that for it. That's ridiculous price." Blah blah blah. And I was like, "Okay, then don't buy it."
Exactly.
Well, you shouldn't post it. I was like, "You should not tell me what I should post my shit for. If you don't want it, you think it's too much, then don't buy it."
Exactly.
Nobody's forcing anybody to buy this.
People are now, so...
Interestingly enough, somebody bought it for the price I posted it for. So, hey. Joke's on you, guy.
Yeah, user 6432994.
Who doesn't even put a picture of themselves on there. They have a picture of like a cat or something.
Yeah. You can't trust cat people.
Mm-mm.
We ended up with another cat. Drop-off cat. Thing was just about on its last life, because cats get a bunch of lives, and made the mistake of showing the wife a picture. I was like, oh man, look at this thing. And it was like, we have this thing.
And one of our friends, they had walked down to the gas station, and their cat followed them. And this cat was a like half domesticated house cat, half bobcat.
Oh,
you had the short tail and the pointy ears, but was a like a tabby cat. Well, not what's I don't know. It was gray with stripes and stuff, but
like a what are they? Maine Coons?
Maybe. I don't know cats.
That sounds like but something I've heard.
We rescued it for them, held it onto it for them, took it. My wife took it back to them the next day. I was like, "Here's your cat," and they're like, "Oh, we didn't even know," or whatever. And that cat later that day got run over by a car. So twice.
Wow. Man. Yeah, this thing was dropped off, was fixed, was clearly a house cat, and ended up getting into a buddy's barn. Like big barn where tons of cows and tons of cats and just, you know what I mean? Just lost, I'm assuming, a ton of weight, unless it didn't have there. And I mean, that thing was just in a rough place. So we brought it home, bathed it, all this stuff. It's eating, it's gaining weight. The youngest was always like, "I don't, my sisters have cat, I have nothing." And it's like, well, here you go. This is yours now. What? And to her credit, 7 years old, cleaning litter boxes, feeding, bathing, taking care of this thing. I'm like, cool.
There you go.
Maybe you should teach your older siblings how to take care of things, because funny how that works when they want them and then they get a little bit older and it's like, I can't do anything but lay in my bed and watch technology. Cleaning a litter box for 5 minutes is so much work. Kids these days.
I can't do the litter box.
I hate it. Ugh. I hate it.
Can't stand the smell.
I've spent money on the robotic ones, not the like $300-$400 ones. I cannot do that. But a buddy of mine has two of them and says it is worth every. You legit do nothing but like pull out this one thing and he goes, it's amazing. No smell, no nothing. I'm like, so I bought these other ones and it was like a big circle and it slowly moves. I put it on a timer so it only did it or it would run constant. So it runs and then it goes up a ramp and then into a bag. And then when it's full, it goes there. It's just in a bag. Done. It was awesome.
Nice.
I mean, it worked perfect. And then all of a sudden, something happened to stop working. So I get on with support, this and that. They send a part. Well, if you can change it. So I tear it all apart. Not a huge deal. Get it working again. Perfect. Then it stops again. What's the error light doing? So I tell them, they're like, oh, yeah, it's ruined. So we'll send you another one. Perfect. So they send me another one. I get both of them working. I'm like, life's good. They both go up again. So I get a hold of them. They're like, well, since we replaced the first one, we technically can't replace the second one because it's warranty on this. And I'm like, so what do I do? They're like, you're just kind of out of it. And I'm like, cool. Thank you.
Cool.
So
guess who's never buying your product again?
Never bought it. So I went to the old, they got the ones where you can, it's almost like Gemin for Minds, where you just shake it and it filters out the litter. Do that. I'm like, good enough. Fuck. I can't stand that. Cats are, they just kind of lay around. I live in a farmhouse, so they kill mice, whatever. They're somewhat useful, but man, they just lay around.
And I already have to clean up after snakes and lizards, and that's already enough as it is. You'd be surprised how much a snake shits.
I would be surprised. I have no idea how much a snake shits. And they shed, right? They shed a lot?
Oh, yeah, and shed. Yeah, he just shed. I got to attempt to get him off of his warm spot to get it out.
How big do they shit? Like, size-wise?
Oh, he's a full-size ball python, so they're about, like, that long. It looks like cat turds. That's what it looks like. It's about cat turd size.
Huh.
You got to hear them. You got to hear it when it happens. That's the funniest thing ever. A snake fart is hilarious.
I feel
you'll just be sitting there, and all of a sudden, you just hear it's the most cartoonish fart you could have ever imagined. Just all of a sudden, you hear.
That long?
And you're like, I mean, he's 5 foot long. He's going through a lot of them. So
I mean, I'm 5 foot ten. I don't rip them like that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and our intestines are a mile long, and but no, it's hilarious.
If you ever can get a good sounding snake fart, I would love to throw it on my soundboard.
Oh, if I could ever catch it, there's no way to time it with him. It'd just be by pure luck that I got it. Actually, hear it again, I have a camera that's right above this. Where is my finger going? Camera's delayed on my screen. This Instagram sign right here.
Yep.
There's a camera up there, which is right above his thing. If I ever hear it, I'll just immediately download that. Send it to you.
Yes, because all I have is this. It's not going to work. It's like the one time I wanted one sound to work on the soundboard. That's the one thing. I don't get it. I got a hold of Riverside. I'm like, the soundboard, it's not consistent. They're like, did you try to clear your cache?
Yeah, I shouldn't have to.
I'm like, cool. Then they said, well, try a different browser. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. It works sometimes. It doesn't. I don't get it. It just spins. It is what it is. It'll probably work the minute we stop recording. That's usually how it goes.
We stop recording and we just hear.
Yeah. That'll actually probably be me and my 5'10" fart. Snake farts. I guess I never imagined.
It's hilarious.
How big a snake would poop. Educational show.
Yeah.
Educational show. We might as well stick with the redneck theme. This was sent in by B-Fitz. And this is one of, if not the most redneck vehicle I've ever seen in my entire life. There is music on here, so it is muted. Look at this goddamn thing.
Are those spindles?
Yes. With what appears to be what, like a Jeep frame?
Yeah, Jeep. Either an old Grand Cherokee or a Cherokee. Yeah, it's an old Cherokee.
Jesus. And they put that. They put it. They see me rolling.
I've seen that YouTube. There's a YouTuber who he lives somewhere in Tennessee, but he's rich. He's a big time YouTuber, and he had a Tesla, and he took those big old huge wagon wheels, those real thin wagon wheels, and had them hooked up to that. So it was all up in the air with these giant ass things, but he flipped it. So ruined it. But
is it one of those, like one of the new Tesla that everybody's raging?
Oh, no, it's like a Model S or something, but
what is it? Not the isn't there like a new Tesla truck? That's just stupid.
Yeah. The Cybertruck.
I mean, those things go for what?
Starting price I saw, I don't know what they are now, but when they first came out, they were going to be like in the 30,000 starting price, which wasn't bad.
Oh, I thought.
Thing about those that I, if I were to have that kind of money to just buy one of those for whatever stupid reason, because if I'm getting a truck, I'm getting a real truck, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But I've seen where they make body kits for them. And you can make them look like the Batman tumbler.
No shit. Know,
the old tumbler. And there was one that makes it into the Halo vehicle as well. I was like, now that's cool. I would do that.
So the base price is $61,000.
Okay.
But when you start adding things that usually they say to expect up to $81,000, but it's probably going to top out at about $101,000. With, you know, the options and stuff like all-wheel drive and stuff like that, I think it's right around 81,000. So
it cracks me up because they're all the same vehicle. It's literally just what it's programmed. You're literally paying for program upgrades. That's it.
Yeah, and isn't it advertised like it's going to go anywhere? This and that. I remember seeing a video of one of them just stuck somewhere. But there was a guy named David. I can't remember his last name. He was a like an A-lister on Amazon doing Amazon Lives and stuff. And he bought one and his kind of couple of the videos that he did, he posted the receipt, he posted all the stuff, just being very transparent, like not trying to show off or anything, just kind of very being transparent people had. And it just started his content, his social media just went through the roof. So it's a lot of the content of that. And they're like huge. Like much bigger than like I ever met. Like you kind of look at the picture, you're like, they're pretty big. And then he like pulls into parking lots and compared to even other trucks, other vehicles, it's like, holy shit, that thing is ginormous. The room in the back, like of the bed is huge. And I was like, God damn.
Yeah. But can it pull? That's kind of the main thing about a truck. Can it pull?
It's totally,
you know what I mean? Like, can I hook up a big ass boat to pounds? It? 11,000, that's it?
It says the Verge Tesla Cybertruck has 11,000 pounds of towing capacity.
Oh, 11,000.
11,000, sorry, yeah. Compared to specifications set in 2019, sits between the original dual motor that could haul 10,000 and the triple motor. So if you end up going with a triple motor, we'll do 14,000 pounds.
Jesus, you don't even need a diesel, though.
So, yeah. Average 11,000 pounds.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. The F.
But how well
Lightning,
before you have to charge it?
Yeah, that I don't. Like after towing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That I don't know. Yeah, the single motor model will do 7,500.
Yeah, which is not bad at all.
No. It's got a 6x4 foot cargo bed. So, 6 foot bed. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's not bad.
No,
I don't know if it's $60,000 to $80,000 worth, because for a little bit less than that, I could go get a diesel.
Yeah, but the price of new trucks too. They're, I've never bought anything brand new, but I mean, a brand new, I don't know, what's your model? Chevy, your Ford,
Dodge? I'm a Toyota guy.
Toyota
Tundra.
Toyota Tundra. Let's go 2024. Let's do the price. What do we got here?
I mean, like, if you went all the way to the big best thing they have, which is like a TRD Pro, it's probably 50-something.
This one says an SR's 40,000. SR5, 45.5. Some kind of limited. It just says limited. 52. Platinum, 62. And the 1794 edition, 62.4. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but those limited editions are for pretty boys that need to have something fancy, look good. I don't give a crap about that. I need it to work like a truck.
This right here, the 2024 Toyota Tundra Capstone, $82,000.
Oh, imagine. Well, the new Supra that they're talking about coming out with, not the one that's out now, that's not a Supra. That's not a Supra. Do you understand me? That's not a Supra. That's a BMW Z4. With Toyota badging. Don't disrespect the Supra like that. But they are bringing back the Supra that will be modeled off of the Mark IV, which is, if you are wondering what car that is, it's the orange car in Fast and the Furious. But it is going to have a twin turbocharged V8 in it, pushing like 800 something horsepower. But the starting price is supposed to be, they're not out yet. They're still in concept and all that. But the starting price is $130,000. Put that in perspective, that's about the starting price of an Audi R8.
And a house.
Which is a supercar.
And a house in a suburb with a guy named Roger. It just won the lottery.
Where can you find a house for $130,000 nowadays?
Anywhere near me.
Anywhere. Really?
$130,000 near me would get you a pretty nice house.
$130,000 down here would get you a one bedroom. It housing market's ridiculous. We looked at a house because we were hoping to possibly buy a house, and they wanted $300,000 for it, and I was like, this is a $150,000 house. What are you talking about? And they're like, nope, housing market. So now it's doubled.
Yeah. Like, I mean, somebody just posted a house that somebody sent me, and it's like one of the nicer houses around here. I mean, huge house, renovated this, pools, like pretty nice house, and it's like $300,000. And it's like, I would have to imagine anywhere else in a city, you're probably $500,000-$600,000. I mean, there's some places. I mean, they're in the mountains and stuff like that. But I mean, you're going to get a huge, huge house, probably right on the lake or the water, and you're talking $1 million. I guarantee you, anywhere else, it would be multi-million.
I look at the house I had before my divorce and that I lost in the divorce. I bought that house for $148,000, and now it was a foreclosed when I bought it, but there was nothing wrong with it. They just couldn't pay. And so all I had to do is buy it for what the bank wanted for it. That house now is worth almost $400,000. I'm like, damn it.
There's a house that is in the school district that my daughter goes to. I just pulled up the website real quick. 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2,200 square foot. It looks like it has a 2, maybe 3-stall garage. I don't know about land or whatever, but it's $180,000.
That's not bad.
No, I mean, like I said, houses are very, very cheap. I mean, there's this one here is 5-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom, 3,300 square foot with 22 acres, $295,000. So if you want to move on. Move up.
No, we'll good. Podcast, that's too cold.
That's going to be a thing. It's pretty cold. I mean,
I don't know how well I'll do in the north either. So
I feel like eventually you'd get used to it. I mean, you could. Although I remember CT that comes into the show.
I like my guns too much. You understand?
There's lots of people with guns. You're good.
I'm just joking. I know. You're good.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the issue. But yeah, CT, Florida guy. moved to Ohio, and he's not doing well with the cold. I guess he's not doing so well. So,
why did he choose Ohio?
I don't know, family or friend or something. New change, new this. I don't know. Hopefully, he sticks it out.
Ohio sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard some good things about it. I've heard a lot of interesting things. I don't really know much about Ohio. I don't know. I got a buddy, Tony, lives in Ohio, loves it. Big Browns fan. Sucks to be him. Yeah. It's cold. I mean, we're going to be, I think, high is like 0 or 5 the next little bit. And big storm.
It's 12 degrees here right now, and it's supposed to get down to like 6.
That's cold for you guys. I'm not going to play this, oh, you pussies. Like, no, it's different. Like, I was trying to explain to the kids the other day. They're like, why do people make such a big deal down there? I'm like, listen, when it's used to be 70, 75, and it gets to 40, 50, that's 30-degree difference. I said, yeah, you would be wearing shorts in 30 because you're used to it negative 20. That's 50 degrees difference. See what I mean here? And they're like, So you get used to it. I'm like, I guess so. I don't know. I still don't get used to this cold, but. I can tell you when the next thing it's June and it's 65 and I'm sweating.
Then people who are used to that come down here in the summertime and they're like, Jesus Christ, how do y'all live down here?
It's true. I mean, I went to obviously Vegas. That's it's a dry heat. It's still fucking hot.
Still hot. It's
disgusting. Still you don't sweat hot. Though. I mean, I'm a big guy, hairy guy. I wasn't sweating. The moment I got into some air conditioning is when the sweat hit because all the moisture then hits you. But it was like opening an oven and just standing there. I mean, I walked a couple of city blocks, and then a buddy of mine that was down there, he would go for jogs in the morning and stuff like that when it was still like 95, 100. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's from Florida. He goes, this is wild. I'm barely sweating. I could feel like I could go all day down here.
It is when you're used to like the Southeast where it's humid, especially Florida.
Yeah.
That or Louisiana, like that's a heat that is hard to explain to people if you haven't been through it. You wear the heat, you wear it, you feel it, you feel nasty. You take a shower in the morning and you're still wet at 5 p.m. kind of thing.
And you go from, like from us, like we almost have to go from a heated house to a heated car to a heated work. Like they have to go from air-conditioned house to air-conditioned car to air-conditioned work. I mean, unless you have an outside job, but interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't know. There's no heat.
I don't mind the heat. But
I always said that
I'm
too,
also a small guy.
I don't love the cold, but there's certain days you get out there in the nice crisp air and it's clean and you're just like, it's not so bad. And then you see
I'm usually okay as long as there's no wind. As soon as the wind that's when I'm like, God, I can't do this.
Yeah, and then you see the people around here that are into like the extreme working out and this and that, and they're jumping in the river and the water's like 30.
I'm trying to get hypothermia or something like no frostbite.
Exactly. I mean, even those ice tubs are like 50, aren't they? I think.
I don't know. I mean, good on them. It's good for you, actually. Super. That's great. But I like keeping my balls and dick on the outside of me.
Yes.
So.
Yep, on the outside of you and in the inside of her. So.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I just looked at the clock for the first time, and we hit an hour already.
Holy
cow. That was awesome. I appreciate you, man, taking the time on your busy Tuesday, showing TikTok Tuesday on a Wednesday. So we'll be back. We'll figure some stuff out. We're gonna come up with some good stuff for you. Probably the same stuff in Triple T where we showed 4 TikTok videos, but it was a good conversation, and we're doing this for us. So if you guys enjoy it, that's just bonus time. So make sure you guys check out Jet Entertainment tonight. Check out Copper John's Beer. Check out Fat Baby Bourbon. There's all sorts of other links and stuff. And we might even have a boxer company coming up there. I'm not going to model them for you. I don't have an OnlyFans, so I'm not going to do all that. But I'll send a link if they're comfortable. So that's all I got for you. But check them all out. Can't thank you guys enough. And super excited to see this next episode on Jet Entertainment tonight. So we'll follow up on how Ron White is, and That was fun. Appreciate you, man.
No problem.
All right. We'll see you. Good Keep times. Your sticks on the ice, everybody. Take care. We'll see you Thursday or Friday or Tuesday or whenever we see you again. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.